just got a punchable face, doesn't he? He kind of punched him for all of us, because that guy just...
He's so annoying.
Hello, Addison!
Billy Duke's two episodes into Dutton Ranch, and I'm obsessed.
It's a very good show. Yeah, we are in agreement on this. You were excited about it. I'm excited about it. And I think people are really excited about this show. A lot of positive praise for Dutton Ranch.
100%. And we're going to dive into those first two episodes today. Don't forget, staff at tasteofcountry.com. This is a fan-forward podcast. So we love your input, your questions, your thoughts. Get in on the conversation with us if you're listening live right now on YouTube.
Yeah, and we can put your comments on the screen, just like Jeremiah here, who says, hello, all. Hello, Jeremiah. Glad to have you.
Billy, let's kick things off. Last week, I didn't get to start with trivia. This week, I do, which is so much fun. I don't remember last week's trivia to save my life.
Well, you will hear this, and you might even remember the TV show I'm talking about. We do trivia. We do a new question for a great Dutton Rules t-shirt at the Taste of Country store. You can find links to those or even photos to those if you're watching on YouTube. Last week's trivia question was this. Natalie Alin Lind plays Carter's girlfriend Oriana on Dutton Ranch. She played another famous girlfriend previously on a very different kind of television show. Which show was it?
Yeah, and you ended last podcast being like, Addison, you're for sure going to know, and I don't.
I thought you might. I thought this show could be up your alley, but I could be wrong. Scott emailed at staff@tasteofcountry.com and knew that Natalie Alin Lind played the main character Adam's girlfriend, Dana, on The Goldbergs, which is a great show if you haven't watched it, Scott says. So big congrats to Scott. We'll make sure we get in contact so you can get that t-shirt, and we'll have a new trivia question at the end of the show.
I haven't seen that, but I have heard of it.
It was on for a long time, a good 10 seasons of that show. I never watched it. I believe this character, Dana, was on like 6 or 8 of the seasons. So she wasn't like a cast member, full-on cast member, but she was kind of reoccurring throughout the whole series.
You've got a poll going on YouTube right now. What is your poll this week?
This week's poll, which new Dutton Ranch character is most likely to die? Beulah Jackson, Everett McKinney, Rob Will, or Oriana, and I bet you can't guess which character most people are think are dead.
Rob Will.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Over 50% of the people voting so far think Rob Will is going to... I mean, he's just got a punchable face, doesn't he? Like, that scene where Rip punches him in the face, he kind of punched him for all of us, because that guy just... I mean, we were 20 minutes into the episode, and he already hated him.
He's so annoying.
Yeah.
I agree.
Jai Courtney, I think, is who plays Rob Will, and I don't know a lot of his work. Is he punchable in all of his shows?
Who knows? I don't know. Like, we won't go there.
We won't get into that.
Okay, so the first episode, Billy, you were annoyingly correct when you're like, this is what I'm thinking, or maybe we talked about this off camera, where
Wait. I didn't quite hear what you said there at the start.
I said you were annoying?
No, that's not.
That you were right?
Yes!
Y'all, Billy, I think this was off screen now, or off camera now that I'm thinking about it. Billy is like my mother, who, you know, you watch a movie and they're just so in tune with what happens that they say what they think the ending's going to be, which you know ends up being correct. And it's so annoying because then they spoil the fun for everyone else. Okay.
Shout out Shelly.
So Billy guessed that the Dutton, that Rip and Beth's ranch caught on fire from a lightning strike. He was correct. That is why we learn that they have to move from Montana to Texas, mainly because it's going to cost so much money for them to either find new land in Montana or to rebuild where they were. So they decide via Walker that they need to go to Texas.
Okay, I have a few things related to this. First, as sort of a way to get them to Texas, totally fine with it, right? A fire, they decide to move and get out of town. That's cool. I wasn't pulling apart that onion too deep, but certainly some people on Reddit were, who were pretty upset that it seems Beth and Rip didn't have house insurance. Plus, where's all Beth's money from owning all those properties in and around the Dutton Ranch? Like, she was pretty loaded, but now all of a sudden she's like, they're poor and broke and can barely afford a few thousand acres in Rio Paloma. So that's issue number one, is why the insurance didn't just pay for that. Seems valid.
That's so adult of y'all. But yeah, yes. Seems valid.
Right. And I didn't think, admittedly, I didn't think about that too. My bigger issue is with Walker being the one to suggest this property to Rip. Rip and Walker were not friends. Like, this is my old boy Walker. What's up, my man? Like, I need a new crib, babe. Like, what you got for me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that, they didn't like each other.
I kind of forgot about that. Maybe they're having, remember when you're like, who do you think from the bunkhouse is going to come back? And that's why I said Walker, because of this conversation. Maybe time has been had and, you know, water under the bridge. They're not working together anymore. So now they're friends.
Which brings me to point number three.
No.
Ryan Bingham recently released an album. I did my due diligence and asked if Ryan Bingham would like to come on the Dutton Rules podcast or just talk to Taste of Country about his album, but also maybe spending a few minutes talking about these Yellowstone experience. Hard no on talking about anything Yellowstone.
Interesting. They shut it down.
So I said, okay, let me know if you change your mind. You know, like that's what I'm here for. I mean, we could have given him the Luke Grimes treatment like you did with Luke Grimes, a great interview you can find. But they said no on that. He's not talking Yellowstone at all, which leads me to believe he's not coming back to the Texas Dutton Ranch.
Or he can't talk about it because we're too smart to like think about him coming back, but that's supposed to be a surprise. You know what I mean? So it's like he can't even talk about it to even allude to the fact that he's coming back.
I'm going to go with the former. Okay. I like that version of it, in that where he is so afraid of our journalistic skills, he just knows that when he gets in front of us, he'll spill. But the reality is probably he's just not coming back.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Okay, well. Oh, will we be seeing Jimmy soon? No. I think we're done with him. I love him. I think we're done with
Jimmy
him.
Jimmy and Teeter are over at the 4-6s, so it does seem like a matter of a time before Travis, played by Taylor Sheridan, pops up on this show. So maybe we could in those scenes. That somewhat seems likely, but I don't think we'll get that in the next couple of episodes.
Episode one, it was called The Untold Want. And I love that we meet Azul, who is the ranch hand of the Dutton Ranch. And he seems like such a tender-hearted, hard worker, good character guy.
A lot of people pointed out that Azul is Manuel from Landman, a character named Manuel. I don't remember who that was, to be honest with you. Manuel was, I think he might have been one of the dudes that beat up Jacob Laughlin's character, Cooper. But anyways, same actor. But I agree, he is. And we learned the whole legacy of the ranch. It was the Edwards family first, and then the Duttons buy it, and they want to. They're really proud of their line of cattle, and it's their dream to take that cattle to tables. And Beth promises that she'll make that happen.
Yeah,
under her reign. But they got to keep Azul on board with the ranch, which is good because he's got some connections in town too, and brings them to your buddy Zachariah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was like, who's Zachariah?
I know it's been a week, Addison, but good Lord, he's up on the weekend.
I went to a rodeo this week, and don't forget. Mark Menchaca. I needed the actor's name, not the character's name. I lost it there. Yeah, Mark Menchaca and I did an interview. We talked about this a little bit last week, but I did an interview with him and Juan Pablo Raba, who plays Joaquin. And yeah, Mark, I like him. I came in and my phone started playing music and he was kind of bantery and fun. And yeah, my buddy.
Well, you asked a great question. What was it like the very first time he met Rip? And I thought he had a great answer.
Same.
It was, what should I say? I remember the first time I met Cole and I was like, whoo. And I think he had a bit of a Rip going on, even though we were in cowboy camp. And, I immediately just remember I introduced myself and then I thought I'm going to keep in line and, and I'll just do what he says.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can read into that as you may.
He's so slowly. First off, he whistles. You can clearly tell he's trying to buy time of like, how do I say this appropriately, knowing it will be, you know, recorded.
Yeah. Things, however, didn't.
I think he saw that I could ride, and that we moved some cattle together, and Cole had all the cowboys, everybody, just get out of the way, and he had JR and I do it with him. JR, who plays Azul, and I think it was after that things loosened up, and he was like, "All right, we can do this.
We can ride."
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, "I promise I can hang."
Yeah.
Did you? That's kind of surprising that Cole Hauser is full on Rip, even when they're not even filming. Like,
it kind of maybe felt like a pecking order in the sense of like, "Hey, I've been. This is not my first rodeo. I've been, you know, in this universe for several seasons. Like, you're new. You can prove yourself." Maybe he's just alpha. You know, there's some people in life who are just alpha.
I'm sure that's the case. I would have no patience for that. Like, Rip and I would not, Cole Hauser and I would not get along if that's how he is. You know what I mean? Like, just people who are just out, you got to prove yourself just to get a conversation. Like, I'm out, dude. I got plenty of people to talk to. You're not that cool. Like, I would just have nothing.
Note to self.
Well, you're not alpha. Am I? Who's alpha? We don't have an alpha on our team necessarily. Sterling? Is Sterling alpha?
It's actually good. Okay. I've never thought about this. Maybe we bring this up in our meeting tomorrow.
We talked about some of the other characters last week. Beulah and Everett McKinney, who's the war vet veterinarian. In the recap video, I encouraged people to look up Everett McKinney's war history with the naval, the HAL 3 unit, because that's fairly interesting. But I think this kind of brings us to something I want to talk about. Is Everett McKinney dirty? Is he secretly a bad guy playing the Dutton family both ways?
Is this a question that you want me to answer?
I forgot. You've already watched episode 3 and 4, so you may know the answer.
No. I don't yet, and I will be a little bit careful in what I say. I think coming into, not like prior to watching any of the episodes, I thought, I'm like, there's no way that he could be potentially sideways. I'm not 100% convinced in my original conviction.
Okay, so here's why. And I did something, and there's a small chance you're going to make fun of me.
But let me guess, is it a family tree?
Here we have the Jackson.
It is.
Family tree. And we'll just pause on that for a second here to take a look at it, because we have Beulah and an unknown male Jackson who had... Are we in agreement that Rob, Will, and Joaquin are at best half-brothers, and maybe even one of them is adopted?
Oh. For whatever reason, I thought they were just full. Like, I didn't think that they were half-brothers.
Well, I'm only saying that because one of them is clearly Mexican, South American or something, and another one is just as southern white bread as they come. Like, you don't name one son Rob Will and the other one Joaquin if you look like Rob Will, right?
True. I actually didn't think about that.
So there's got to be something going on there. We also have some unknown woman that was the wife to Rob Will, or at least the mother to Oriana, because we know that Oriana is the mother, or is the daughter of Rob Will, granddaughter, yes, to Beulah Jackson.
Yes.
And then over here on the left, we have the various ranch staff that we don't need to go too deep into. Who I want to focus on here, though, is that unknown male Jackson in the upper right-hand corner. At David Duato on YouTube says, any guesses that Everett is unknown male Jackson? And that's followed up from Mark Shine 2448, who says Ed Harris is the ex-husband. And they're not alone. There's at least a half dozen to a dozen people who think that Everett is father to one of those kids or both of them, or formerly married to Beulah Jackson. There seems to be a relationship. I'll say that, right?
Okay, I'm going to let you say that.
There seems, and I say that, and I'll say that for a few reasons. First is in some of the pictures for episode 3. Let me see if I have here. This is pictures here coming up for episode 3, and I don't know if it'll be in this one. we see Everett and Beulah Jackson kind of walking side by side in a graveyard, presumably right after a funeral sequence. And you kind of walk with the people you're closest to. Oh, there they are right there. Yeah, dressed in black. I mean, they look comfortable next to each other. Everett looks like he's been around a long time. He probably knows everybody in Rio Paloma. He tells Beth that he tries to steer people away from Beulah.
Mm-hmm.
Ex-wife vibes going on there. And additionally, though, Annette Bening did some interviews with, I believe, Variety, where, in my opinion, she might have said too much. She kind of refers to this relationship that her character has with Everett. And the insinuation is that there's a romance somewhere, or at least her character wants a romance from Everett. Perhaps it's unrequited. I'm not 100% certain.
I think that they were a thing once upon a time. I don't think they were married is where I'm going to land. And she wants to spark it back up. And he is teetering on the line of, do I not?
Oh, he's thinking maybe.
That sounds like a Taylor Swift song. Maybe. I think he wasn't thinking maybe, but now she might run a hard bargain.
She's blackmailing him into relationship? She's I love this.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all.
Okay. So if he is father of one of those kids, I mean, it's got to be Rob Will more than Joaquin because of the physical resemblance. And at first I thought to myself, No, their personalities are way too different. Everett's soft-spoken, calm. Rob Will is the opposite. But during that sequence in the car where Everett is talking to Beth, they're talking about the military, and Beth asks him about it, and he says, I was young and looking for a fight. That kind of sounds like Rob Will. So maybe once upon a time, they kind of were the same person.
Okay.
Just blew Addison's mind.
A little bit. We're going to circle back to that thought later.
Drop a later comment here on the YouTube.
Several episodes deep.
Fair enough. I want to know what people think about that. Here, we do have a good response here. Well, it's just someone who kind of agrees that the theory is plausible. Thank you very much, Jeremiah, for that. One person previously in the comments kind of wondered why in that conversation about Everett's Navy days, Beth wouldn't say, oh, yeah, by the way, I got a brother who is also kind of kick-ass Navy SEAL guy as well. We got that in common. Just seems like something you'd share in the car in the conversation, but instead they talk about his hat.
And yeah, I don't think Casey Dutton's coming up in any of these.
Which is weird on its own, but neither here nor there.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think we digress on that one.
Can we agree that there is some other layer about Everett that through two episodes we have not seen? Like, he is a very deep character, and we've just scratched the surface.
Correct.
Okay.
Period. I agree with that. And we just, I mean, if anything, for the plot point, I think it's going to go south before it goes north. Like, it would be, he becomes a questionable character.
And if you're wondering if I uploaded and created a Dutton family tree, I absolutely did. Here we are. There we are. We got the Dutton Ranch. Carter and Oriana kicking it. We have Azul and Zachariah. And there's Dr. McKinney off to the side. Kind of a big question mark there. So you can kind of keep score on everybody as we know it.
I love they have Oriana girlfriend question mark.
Well, the trailer for that kind of spoils it, but we'll get there. The trailer for episode 3 sort of spoils it. But yeah.
What do we want to talk about next? Oriana, or do we want to talk about Yellowstone Ranch versus Dutton Ranch?
Hey, did you notice a lot of similarities between, of course there's going to be similarities between Yellowstone and Dutton Ranch, but I mean like almost like they had intentional call outs to Yellowstone. We see things like, you mentioned it, like this scene when Beth is grabbing all of her belongings, we see a callback to Yellowstone. The knife.
The knife and her dad's, I'm assuming that was her father's cowboy hat is what I took from that.
Yeah. And I think that's the knife that Sam gives to Elsa, who gives to somehow Spencer, I mean, that knife's been in the family for 150 years at this point. So yeah, you got to take that. It's also a murder weapon just sitting there out on Beth's harp, which is a total flex.
Yeah.
That's actually true. So there's that. But like the very first scene of Dutton Ranch, we see Beth petting a horse.
Yes.
She's preparing to ride. The very first scene of Yellowstone, John Dutton preparing to pet a horse. Now, in that very first scene of Yellowstone, it's for a different reason, because he's trying to sue them because he's about to put them down because there's been a car wreck. But 30 minutes into the first episode of Dutton Ranch, horse, car wreck, Beth preparing to put him down.
Oh, I didn't think about that. You're so right. Except this horse, he has a better ending.
It does. So it's inspired by, but maybe not the exact same thing. I mean, there's more similar. The pesky neighbor, right? Dan Jenkins in seasons 1 and 2, he was a pesky neighbor. And
yeah.
That's exactly what Beulah Jackson is. We have this new train station. Rip goes to jail to pick up Jeremiah, just like he did to pick up Walker all those seasons ago.
True.
And I feel like the list keeps going on and on. At this point, I like it, but it could become too much if this kind of thing continues. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'd be curious to know if anybody else saw some others as well, because I certainly didn't get the extensive list.
It didn't bug me as much. Like, I don't... Like, if we kept the same cadence that's already there, I don't think I would really bat too many eyes.
Rubicon says Joaquin is the Jamie of Yellowstone, and Rob Will might be son of Beulah and Everett. That's another thing I do as well, is try to figure out which characters are the respective versions of Yellowstone. And I could see Joaquin and Jamie, although I like Joaquin. He's a little bit more likable. Jamie was always kind of a...
slimy guy.
Yeah. Just, he wasn't someone you would trust to date your sister. Whereas Joaquin, you shouldn't trust to date your sister, but you probably would because he's so charming.
I mean, I'm sure whoever's followed the Dutton Rules podcast for our several seasons at this point know that although I live in Nashville now, I'm from Austin, Texas. Whole family's in Texas. So, you know, I'm so excited for like the little glimmers of like what life is like in Texas. And I will probably be sharing them throughout the podcast because, you know, Texans aren't proud at all of their state. And the two things that I loved is, one, the feral hog problem is genuinely such a thing in Texas. I think I told you once upon a time, we have family land where it's like we have longhorns and cattle out there, but there's nothing on that except cattle. And there was a hog problem that Discovery Channel literally came out to our land to film there. Like, the hog problem is as much of a thing as they're making it in the first two episodes. And then the second, which this is very niche, it happened in episode 2, but I really appreciate just little winks to Texas local things. It's called HEB. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, please comment or email us, because HEB it's not just a grocery store. It's only in Texas. And in the bunkhouse, they have HEB crackers and other HEB stuff sitting all out on the table that I noticed, which I was either like, HEB paid for product placement, or it's just Taylor Sheridan kind of winking to just like things that it'd be like Buc-ee's before Buc-ee's decided to franchise outside of Texas.
Is it kind of like a high class? Is it like a Publix, or is it more like where you go just to get like your low class? It's like they got one.
No, I'm offended that you just compared it to Publix. No, it's similar to Publix in the sense that it's a grocery store, but it's a place where they have a lot of their own name brand stuff, like HEB items, but you could also buy home decor in there. The prices are great. Like, I took HEB for granted when I lived in Texas, and now that I don't and I only have Kroger and Publix, I'm very sad. We talked a whole 5 minutes.
Do they pay for that spot? I didn't see the paperwork on that HEB commercial.
If anyone from HEB is listening to this podcast, let's talk. We might have a sales opportunity here. I will wear all the HEB swag if we need to.
Fair.
Love hats. Okay, let's go back to the, let's get back on track.
Was Oriana being Beulah Jackson's granddaughter, was that the biggest surprise of the first two episodes for you?
100%. I did not see that coming. I thought she was just not associated to anyone. Oh, look, Carol says, love HEB. Thank you.
I'll put the comments up. You keep talking. We got to get away from HEB. Thank you, Carol.
Yeah, no, I literally, my mouth dropped. I thought she was just not going to be associated. But of course, she's got to be Beulah Jackson's granddaughter because we've got to add that layer because now Carter is in love with the enemy's granddaughter.
Yeah. I love this. I like the character, and I think she's a pretty good actress. Like, she more than held her own with Annette Bening in that scene. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I saw the scene in the trailer where she's getting clothes, cute blonde, awesome Jeep vehicle, whatever she was in. Like, I thought to myself,
Bronco. Sorry, get it correct.
Bronco, yeah. This is our Ainsley Norris. This is our eye candy character. But that's not it. I think she has some real depth and some muscle. And I'm kind of excited to see where that goes. Mm-hmm. I like her opposite Carter, too, because Carter's so soft. Like, I feel like she's going to get him in a little bit more trouble.
She's Beth Dutton, literally. She's Beth Dutton, but younger.
Yeah, there's definitely some similarities. I mean, grew up on a ranch. And I guess this kind of makes Carter Rip because Carter is dating the rancher's daughter. Yeah, there's another parallel, right?
Yeah.
Maybe this is why the show's writer got fired after season one, because he basically rewrote season one of Yellowstone.
he was under crunch time. He's like, do you think people will notice if...
Got this idea. Quick, give me some lug nuts.
I can't.
If you know, you know. We don't need to talk about moving. We can just keep moving.
Let's keep moving on. On that note, should we talk about episode 3 trailer?
Well, there's one thing I want to talk about first. Okay. Hold on. There's my mouse here.
If you're about to do breaking news, let me know. I need to turn down my volume.
It's not a breaking news thing.
Okay.
This was the big mystery, I think, that it took me a while to understand at the very end of episode 2, we get Rip. Why? Why does he do that, you think?
I actually was also confused about that, of why is he removing, like, him finding the body on his property, other than I guess he couldn't prove that he didn't kill the person. By the person, I forgot what the ranch hand's name
Wes.
Was on was 10 Petals.
His name was Wes.
Wes. I don't fully understand why Rip feels like he needs to cover it up, because it wasn't his problem, but other than I guess it was on the Dutton Ranch land, so he couldn't prove that he didn't not do it. Is that kind of what you're saying? Of like, why bury the body, more or less?
I think so. And I did a whole video on that, if you want to check our YouTube channel, kind of explaining the theory. But I wasn't totally convinced of my own theory as I said it. So that's something to keep an eye on. He's got a new train station. Some people think that he's going to be in trouble because his hand is on the gun used to kill that rancher. I don't think that's going to be a problem at the end of the day, because it was the same gun he took from Rob Will in that gas station fight. So his fingerprints are on it. But I don't think that's going to be an issue. But people have mentioned that. Okay, let's get to the trailer, because I just looked up at the time. So we got
to... Got to keep moving.
Full disclosure, I have kid pickup today, and it's so I have to have a hard out time that we have to work towards. I apologize.
Are you going to play the trailer?
Yeah. Here's the trailer. 30-second episode 3 trailer.
Boss, you're going to want to see this.
On the next episode of Dutton Ranch.
I gotta go to Dallas. Gonna sling some beef.
I'm just...
Oh, it ended early.
Did you mean
Boss,
to? Nope.
You're going
to
want to see this.
Nope, I didn't mean to cut it there. I guess I didn't get the full version of the trailer. My apologies there, guys. No, I didn't cut that off. For some reason, I only got a truncated trailer there. But the takeaways from the trailer for me were that Joaquin and Beth Dutton meet and have a conversation. And also Oriana and Carter have more trouble with the law where they get pulled over. And there seems to be some trouble between Zachariah and Rip as well on the ramp. Yeah.
No, not between them, but they are going to come across something that is very concerning.
Okay. This is probably the body, another body, I wonder.
Okay. We'll circle back.
Here's why I said, because the body, the hand we saw in the trailer, we haven't seen that scene yet. I thought it was Wes's, but we only saw his head. So I'm wondering if they come up on like a decomposed hand somewhere on the, like maybe Rob Will has been burying the bodies on the Edwards land for all these years.
I'm pretty sure we did see that hand.
Okay. All right.
Let's just say maybe get more creative with your ideas.
Bit of a slap. Rubicon asks a pretty good question. Wasn't Rip wearing gloves when he decked Rob Will? Maybe he was. So maybe that fingerprint issue isn't going to be a problem.
That one feels like a Lug Nut Boy situation that I think we shouldn't
pause too hard on.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we're going to have a recap video on Friday afternoon from episode 3, and then we'll be back for the podcast, I think, next Wednesday, right? We're going to push to Wednesday because you're off on Tuesday?
Yes, I'm off on Tuesday. I'm coming back. I'll be traveling that day.
Have you taken a peek at what people are saying about Dutton Ranch episodes 1 and 2? Have you looked at any of the feedback?
Mm-mm. What are they saying?
Very positive. Very positive.
Good. I'm loving it. Yeah. Personally.
Yeah. 80-some% on Rotten Tomatoes. Almost all of our comments have been positive. Like, there's just a lot of enthusiasm for this show. And I'm right there with you. I think the first two episodes were great. I'm excited to see what episode... I'm expecting a little bit of a dip for episode 3.
We're just going to leave it there, and we're going to go into some Q&A. I love it when I know what you don't. Alrighty, I have a few for us today. The first one is from Corvettes, the classic cars on YouTube, who says the knife was the knife from Sam that was given to Elsa in 1883, then used by Spencer in 1923, then used to kill Jamie in Yellowstone.
Right? That was the same knife? I believe. That's what we're supposed to believe?
I just don't remember. Jamie was killed by a gun.
No, she stabbed him.
Oh!
In case you didn't know what stabbing is.
Okay. Upright. I don't know why I forgot that. I thought it was a gun for a minute. Okay. Just kidding. Okay, next one says, Comus Real Estate Consultant says, I think Rip knew his new hand, Zachariah, is Rob Will's father. Interesting. Beth was referencing oil. I think Beulah's family has cartel ties, and that's why Joaquin runs, as Beulah said to Joaquin, your father runs that side, I run this side of the business. Ooh. Yeah, maybe.
I don't hate it. Rob Will and Zachariah do share some physical similarities. Yeah, okay. That's creative. There's definitely something going on with the other half of the family and some other business.
But wait, hypothetically speaking, I can't remember episode 1 and 2. This might be later on. Do we have a moment with Zachariah at gunpoint?
Not yet. That's coming episode 3, okay. I think.
Cool. That's all I need to know. So I don't know if that would logistically make sense. Boyus Blue 2 says, big hole in the story. Why didn't Casey and Tate come to say goodbye to Rip and Beth? And why didn't Beth and Rip transport their 300 head of cattle to East Camp? That is a fair question.
Send them off. Chad makes a good point here, and I did not know this because I've not watched Marshalls, but Casey just sold East Camp in Marshalls. So it might have been a plan without a long-term solution, but it does seem like they're a send-off of some sort would have been appropriate for him, or at least helping out with all the cattle. Appreciate that. Boise Blue is one of our longtime commenters, so I appreciate that person. Sue, I think, is her name, but I apologize if I'm wrong.
I know we have to wrap here, but staff@tasteofcountry.com is where you can also leave your questions, thoughts, comments, also on this YouTube video, or I guess not our live, but put it on the YouTube video that will be here shortly. Billy, what is our trivia for this coming week?
Trivia question. For one correct answer will be chosen from all correct answers at staff@tasteofcountry.com. Or if you want to drop it in the actual comments of the video on YouTube, you can. Not the chat, but the comments. And we'll pull a correct answer for one of those great Dutton Rules t-shirts at the Taste of Country store. What song is Everett singing as he prepares to put the horse down in the field? And why is that song appropriate for the scene?
I didn't know the song, but...
I'll give you a clue. Is a kind of a pop country song. Older.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Okay. We rushed through it here. Now, I want you, Addison, let's turn over a new leaf and let's nail 9 outros consecutively through the end of the season. So take a moment. I'm going to read the music. I'm going to do the music of Dutton Ranch, episode 1 or 2. You take a moment and lock in what you're going to say, and then I'll throw it to you, okay? All right. Episode 1 included that song I just referred to from Everett, who I'm not going to give that one away. Also, Charles Wesley Godwin's Willing and Able plays as Rip and Beth are showering together, and Sonny Sweeney Find It Where I Can is also used in the episode. Episode 2, that was the road finalist Cassie Daniels on stage singing her new song Heart-Shaped Necklace. Everett sings Guitars and Cadillacs by Dwight Yoakam in the car, and our friends at Whiskey Riff note that Robert Earl King's Gringo Honeymoon and Lance Rourke's Rain, Shine, or Overtime is also used. Appreciate all of our regulars joining us today. And missing a few. Johnny, didn't see you out there, but hopefully you catch up with us. All right, Addison, no pressure.
Well, y'all, the Dutton Rules Yellowstone Franchise Podcast is another fan-forward Townsquare Media podcast.
One.
Bada bing, bada boom, baby. Okay. Bye, y'all.
Thanks.